ようこみましょうへようこそ。
Welcome back to the Yoko Miwa Show. I'm Jason Crane, and I'm here, as always, with Yoko. Hi, Yoko.
Hi, Jason.
We're going to continue your life story today and talk about your time at Koyo Conservatory. What kind of a school was Koyo?
Right. So this happened because of the earthquake, right? So I couldn't do anything for a while, so I wanted to study jazz theory, and also I wanted to play with, you know, other musicians. You know, I wanted to have a band, but I didn't have much opportunities to do that. So I decided to go to this school, which is Koyo Conservatory in my city in Kobe. This school is affiliate school of Berkeley. And, you know, I knew I wouldn't go to Berkeley, so I thought this is something I can do, and I was very excited going to this school. And kind of small school, you know, it's not big college or anything, it's a very small school, and, you know, I wanted to study theory, and, you know, like I said, like the band, putting together band, so that was perfect. I studied jazz theory, which is very different from classical music theory. I was kind of struggled for a while, and like a ear training class, and I took some drums lessons, you know, which is something very simple, but it's good to know, like sure. some basic swing, you know, rhythm, or like a bossa nova. I kind of enjoyed it. But, a lot of young students, you know, like teenagers, and actually school, like half of the school was destroyed by the earthquake. So, you know, years later, I went there to do, clinics. I was very surprised to see how nice the school is now. Yes. And I especially enjoyed ensemble class, you know. And we met like once or twice a week, and especially we practiced after the school, or sometimes, you know, Sunday we came to school and then practiced together. And I learned a lot, you know. Also played with a lot of singers or home players, and learned how to play with a band chart, you know, a lot of kicks, you know, you have to follow the chart, not only playing just, you know, like a piano, solo piano style. It's very different playing in a band. So I learned a lot of, stuff like that. And sometimes we had special, teachers from Berkeley. And then they come to teach at Berkeley for a while. So we had a saxophone player, Berkeley teacher. He was teaching our ensemble class. That was fun. And didn't understand what he was talking about at all. Mostly. Like, what? But it was a great opportunity. Also, my private piano teacher, he was American too. His name was Philip Strange Philipson. He was a really nice guy, and he was great pianist. He is great pianist. And he was living in Japan for many years. He married a Japanese girl. So he spoke Japanese fluently, so I didn't have any problem studying with him. And he showed me a lot of more modern stuff. You know, I was playing more basic bebop kind of, you know, the plane, but his plane was more advanced, I would say more modern kind of stuff. So I liked studying with him.
Were you getting chances to play many gigs at that time?
Yeah, actually I did. I played with some teachers teaching at school. You know, the one of the drummers or the saxophone players, they asked me if I want to do a gig with them. So, yeah, that was a great opportunity for me. I was really nervous. I remember that. Playing with one of the teachers, you know, especially.
Was it around this time that you decided to apply to Berklee in Boston?
Actually, I didn't decide. Actually, president of Koyo Conservatory, you know, he suggested, how about, you know, why don't you take an audition for scholarship for Berklee College of Music? I was like, oh, no. I was like, no, thank you, because, you know, I never ever thought going to America by myself, living, you know, away from my family, because I grew up close to my family all the time. So, you know, right away, I was like, I turned it down, like, no, thank you, no. But, you know, the thing is, Berklee's professors, they travel all over the world, to do the audition for scholarship, you know. So this year, they were coming to our school, Koyo Conservatory. That's why, you know, president asked me, why don't you? And I knew a lot of students were taking, you know, auditions too. I was like, wow, interesting. And then once I said no to his offer, but I thought about it for a while, and then, you know, I won't lose anything. Maybe I should just try it. I should take an audition. I decided to do it. Then it wasn't, it was kind of close to the audition date, but I decided to do it. And then I practiced so hard and I wanted to do well, you know, since I decided to do it. So then I was very surprised, but I took a first place. And, you know, it was pretty good amount of money going to Berklee. Didn't know what to do, but I didn't want to turn down the opportunity, you know, getting that good scholarship. So I decided to come to Berklee.
Were you nervous about the language part?
Language part. Yes, of course. But, you know, I thought maybe it's not the big deal since it's a music college, you know? But, my sister was very worried because she is, an English teacher, you know, in Japan. So she said, are you okay? Can you speak English? Do you understand? Like, I don't know. And she was really worried, I remember. And, since I decided to go, I went to, English school where she was teaching Eon, you know, Eon. Language school. And I couldn't speak at all. Then I started to nervous. Oh no. I'm going to be in trouble. But the funny thing you just brought up, because, one day I was practicing in my house and, actually phone ring and I answered the phone and it was, somebody from Berklee's office calling me just out of blue. And I guess they wanted to see how much I can speak English or something, but I had no idea. And they were asking me, what kind of music do you play? Or do you know music theory? Do you compose? You know, something like that. It's very simple questions. And then I thought I understood everything, but, you know, of course I couldn't speak English very well. So I was like, yes, yes. Oh, no. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I thought I did pretty well. But, a couple of weeks later, I got a letter from Berklee. It says, I want you to go to language school before you go to come to Berklee. I was like, oh no. So that was only, possible. I had to go to school, language school in Boston, which I didn't like it at all.
We're going to pause the story there and we'll pick it up next time we talk about your life. We always end with a song, but before we get to that, you have some pretty exciting concert news to share.
Yes, good news. My trio will be playing at Blue Note in New York on April 17th. Yay!
Awesome.
Yeah, we did it once before, but, you know, we were waiting for another date, so I'm so excited.
That's really great. And, of course, we'll have ticket information online at yokomiwa.com as soon as that becomes available. So all you New York City folks or people who might be in New York City on April 17th can get your tickets to see Yoko playing that brunch show at the Blue Note. Well, Yoko, as is our tradition here, you're going to give us a song to close things out. What are we going to hear this time?
I saw a beautiful, beautiful full moon yesterday. I think it was yesterday. So I want to play a song called Sorrowful Moon from my second album, Fadeless Flower.